The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is one of those mornings. A lot is taking place on a 7 a.m. Tuesday, March 1, believe it or not, the first morning of March. You know, daylight savings coming back pretty soon. 65 will be the high today. 70 tomorrow. Thursday will be my ski day. 72 will be ski day. So many things are taking place. The State of the Union, of course, talking about Ukraine. But tonight is the caucuses. And true to their word, I can hand it to both of them. They're true to their word. When we started asking these two women to appear on the show, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron, they never backed away. And I really appreciate it. Christy, good morning to you, and thanks for coming back on the show. Good morning first.
Good morning.
Hey, voice sounds good. And Priscilla, it's good to see you as always. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
So tonight's the caucuses. For the first, and take turns talking, start with Christy. What is the meaning of tonight, and what do you think will happen? And you could just take it from there.
Sure. So caucus is what we do every other year to get Republican candidates on the ballot. It's the first step in that grassroots process for people who are going through our assembly. So basically, you go to caucus, you go meet with Republicans in your neighborhood, in your area, and you elect county, state, congressional delegates. Those are people who cast a vote as to which Republican should be our Senate nominee, governor, and then, of course, all the way down to the county levels as well. So tonight, this is, I think, different for people. Not every county is having it tonight at 7 p.m. Colorado state law changed. So depends on your county. You're either having it tonight at 7 p.m. or you're having it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday of this week.
I knew there was a spread.
People need to go look.
Yeah, I knew there was a spread. Yep. A lot of them are happening tonight. However, is what I understand. I don't know that, but I've heard that. Is tonight the big night?
It is. Tonight and Saturday are the most common times people are doing caucus across the state. But you do need to look at your county website. You can go to caucus.cologoff.org, and that's how you pre-register and get the time and location in your area of the state.
Priscilla, tonight.
You know, this is the most beautiful thing about our republic, where it's the most basic grassroots place for everyday people to go and get involved in what's happening and to voice their opinions and to vet candidates and elect people to represent them. So if you've never been involved in caucus, or you're kind of looking at the news and you want to get involved, just go online and Google the Colorado GOP website, and you can put in your address, find your location, and just show up tonight.
Now, my understanding is, under the system, candidates need 30% of the vote in order to move to the next level, start back across the hall. Is that true?
Peter, yes, that's generally correct. And that won't be happening tonight. That happens at county assemblies, and then, of course, ultimately at our state assembly on April 9th at World Arena. However, the one exception to that is if people are petitioning on the ballot and going through assembly, and some do that, then they only need to get 10% of the vote to qualify both ways.
Explain how that works, how people can petition on.
Sure. So petitioning on is collecting signatures, which a lot of people in Colorado are familiar with. People saying, oh, well, you signed my petition. It's usually for a ballot initiative, but candidates can also do it. So it's one way that we recognize you can get on the ballot in Colorado. There's a certain number of required signatures in your district by voters who share your political party. So, of course, in our case, Republicans. That's one way you can access the ballot. Purely going through the assembly and the grassroots people from the caucus electing you, that's the other way. and then a combination is also possible.
How meaningful is tonight? Priscilla, how meaningful is tonight?
It's incredibly meaningful. I think this is exactly how our country was meant to run, you know, with your neighbors. You get together in your little precinct and you say, hey, this is what matters to us in our community, and we want a voice. And so I think it can be intimidating for people who are not necessarily political, or they see things on a bigger scale. This is where it starts. This is the way it intended. And so we want to demystify this process, encourage people to, if you're not, you know, if you don't want to necessarily become a delegate, but you want to show up and listen and learn, we want people to find their precinct location.
Again, back and forth. Christy, how does it work? Do they bring up issues like abortion and marijuana, or what is said and what is asked for, and then how are decisions made?
So, yeah, that's another important piece of the process tonight, Peter. It's resolutions. You can come to your caucus with a resolution about any issue that matters to you as a Republican. Because while unaffiliated voters can currently vote in our primary, they cannot participate in caucus. Caucus is Republicans only. Democrats do the same thing in their party. And so it's people who are Republicans who can bring resolutions about, any of the issues you mentioned, really anything that matters to people, and then the people at your caucus, at your neighborhood level, vote on whether or not they agree with your resolution. And if they do, it gets elevated to the county level. Whatever the counties at their assembly agree on are resolutions, issues for the Republican Party to deal with this year, then that goes to the state convention on April 9th for all of us to vote on.
So the next step, then, what happens on April 9th? Because, I mean, it's
April 9th is the big state assembly, state convention. We haven't had one in 4 years in Colorado. I mean, we did 2 years ago, but it was virtual when I was vice chairman with Ken Buck as the chairman. We had to do virtual because of COVID. So this year it is back in person at the World Arena. We expect roughly 10,000 people to be there. About 5,000 are delegates. And there's, you know, usually about 3,000 alternates, can be up to 5, but usually not quite that many. So there is some room for guests as well. And that is where our U.S. Senate candidate, governor candidate, attorney general, secretary of state, et cetera, all the statewide candidates go through the assembly process, and we choose who goes on to the primary.
And then comes June 28th. That's the Mungambo, right? That's the primary.
That's the primary election.
It's the primary.
Yep, you got it.
And what will happen then?
So that's when people, they cast their ballot. That's when people across the state who are Republicans and unaffiliated are sent ballots, and you get to select your top Republican candidate in all these offices, all the way from U.S. Senate down to the county level, and you vote.
In essence, there's three steps to this, beginning tonight, and then, of course, the 9th, and then, of course, the 28th of June, and then it's game on. Fair enough?
You got it. Yeah. This is
correct. All right, you guys, what's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? I know, and both of these women have been good as their word, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla. I can't tell you, they've, you know, we've had our moments, but they're good as gold. They show up and they speak their minds. It's the Democratic Party versus the Republican Party statewide, the big fight. I was talking at lunch yesterday with Bonnewell, and we made a running bet that Jared Polis will not bring Joe Biden into campaign for him in Colorado. That's our lock. You know, that you'll we'll not. Do you, Priscilla, do you believe that we'll see Joe Biden campaigning here?
Probably not. I mean, his poll numbers are the lowest they've been, and. You know, to answer your question, what are you going to see from us? You know, we're laser focused on solutions. It's been clear from every county we've been to, and Christy's been, I think, to every single, all 64 counties. Mm-hmm. I've been to several, and we're talking to people on the ground, and they're tired of the hyper-partisanism. They want solutions. They've been impacted by a lot of the decisions by the Democrats who've had a majority. When people complain about the conditions of Colorado, they need to understand that Democrats have been making these decisions because they have control of the legislature, and they have control of Secretary of State, the governor's mansion. You know, it's like we need to be really clear about what we're doing. And we are doing that. Our Republican legislators have 44 bills that are a commitment to all Coloradans to make it safer, more affordable, and to bring back educational choice as strong as ever. So that's what we want to communicate to voters.
But we both know. I mean, it was interesting this morning. It took me back. Bill Owens resigned from his position on a Russian bank. That's the last Republican governor.
Well, we're working to change that.
No, I mean, seriously, it's a heart attack.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's my point.
It's been a long time since we've had a Republican governor. I think what we haven't seen in a long time in Colorado is where Coloradans bring balance back to their government and split the tickets. Obviously, we're going, you know, our goal is to win every single Republican seat across the state. But I think you see a lot of voters in Colorado, if they do vote for a Democrat for U.S. Senate or for governor, they often vote for Republicans for, like, Secretary of State, Attorney General, mm-hmm. Treasurer. When the economy and crime become huge issues of the election and national security, as they are becoming this year, people tend to vote for more Republicans because they trust us by a 20-point margin,
you're in charge.
On economy and crime.
You know, the question really is, and we've all beat it up, and as elections are won in the middle, you have to win the independents. And I read a poll yesterday, and hardly from a conservative house, it's ABC Washington Post, about 61%, now this is nationwide, 61% of independents have turned on Uncle Joey. 61, that's, Christy, I don't know what the number here is in Colorado, because I think Polis is a separate animal from Joe Biden. But how do you guys, we've been over this privately and publicly, how do you get to that center if you're going to do the kinds of things that I hope the Republican Party doesn't do, but I sense they will? When they start drumming up their candidates, there'll be people that the independent voter wants zero to do with. And you guys both know that.
And I don't think I agree with you that those are the kind of candidates that are going to make it through our
primary.
People that are difficult to sell to the general public. And I think it's people who are going to talk about the issues that are really, you know, at the heart of everything going on in Colorado right now, that our commitment to Colorado really spells out what Republicans would do on it.
You have no idea, Christy, how much I want you to be absolutely right. But
I know you do, and thank you. I appreciate that.
I fear the other way, but I want you to be right.
Right. And there's so much work being done around the state, so many people who understand that Republicans are, you know, I'm talking about Republicans right now. We understand we are right on our principles. We are the constitutional conservative party. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in the life of every child. However, we've got to actually win this year if we want to accomplish anything that any of us believe in. And winning this year takes dealing with the issues that are in front of all of our faces, the skyrocketing 25-year high in violent crime, the 40-year high in inflation, the issues that people are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, like we have talked before together, when they're sitting down at their kitchen table, when they're driving on their way to work, and they're worried about their family's future in Colorado. Yeah. What are our solutions for that? We have so many candidates across the state giving answers to that in a way we've never seen before in our party, Peter. And I am so proud of them and the work they're doing. I think we're going to pull it off this year.
I want that to be true. We have Heroin Barbie running in the 7th. This is a woman who is, and by the way, if the Republican Party can't do something, we're going to see injection sites. I'm convinced that we're going to see heroin, meth, cocaine injection sites literally anywhere in the Front Range. And if that's not a winning proposition for the party, but again, I fear what's going to happen underneath now and on the 9th that will put destructive people in these positions. And the things like Heroin Barbie and the craziness of the homelessness and the insanity of inflation and gasoline and all the different things, school safety. These women I know feel exactly as I feel. It's Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Rauner with us. All right, Priscilla, how do you portray that? How do you get that across?
Well, I think we need to communicate what the difference between Democrat policymakers and Republican policymakers. If you like higher taxes, if you like crack pipes, if you like heroin and injection sites all in the name of equity, then vote for a Democrat. if you want to have sanitation and you want to have smaller government and be able to make more choices for yourself and to ensure that your children have a high quality education of your choice, then vote for Republicans. I mean, it's cut and dry, really clear about the differences in what Democrat legislators have passed and are trying to do and have done to destroy Colorado. Nobody's happy. Who's happy? Who's happy with and it's the Democrats that have done that to us, and insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And that's what I tell people, is you have to pay attention to the policies, and there's no excuse as a person of color for it's insulting to say, hey, we want to make it easier for you to, you know, shoot up, you know, and give you clean crack, you know, needles. That's not what I personally want. It's insane.
It's insanity.
It is.
But here, we know Channel 9. We know the outlets back. We've been through this. But you can't tell me. Now, these are remarkable women, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron. We have Tina Peters. You guys can't negate that. You can't tiptoe past the graveyard. You have Hanks. I watched when I had Pam Anderson sitting right where you are, and that woman, I think, is tremendous. When she left the studio, the things that were said about her by email, by messaging, people that I know, that I actually told one of them, lose my email. I've been through this already with my close personal friend, Professor John Eastman. This kind of stuff is going to get you beat. Now, you're both bright women. I love you both. How do you get these people, Hanks and the rest of these people, how do you get them out of the blast before they hurt you? Priscilla?
You know, Peter, I think, sorry to jump in here.
Please.
Sorry, Priscilla. I'm sure Priscilla has a great answer. But also, I think what's important here, it is not the job of the party to select the candidate in the primary. I think that's really important to stress, because people do not want insider establishment-run state party. They want the state party. We have to set the message. We have to talk about the message. We have to train our candidates to the message. We have done that. We are doing it. We'll continue. Yeah. But the voters choose between these candidates in the primary.
But I hardly...
That's the purpose of the system. And I do not think they're going to choose someone who cannot run in the general. I've talked, like Priscilla said, I've one more county to hit before I've got all 64. I'm hitting that in a week. And I've talked to so many Republicans across the state, day after day after day. They want someone who can beat Jared Polis, who can get Jenna Griswold out of office and beat Michael Bennett. That is the focus. Despite the noise you may hear, that is what our people actually want.
But who shows up tonight? By the way, I don't ever think of you and Priscilla as establishment Republicans. I've known you both now for a while, and I would hardly say, oh, that Christy, she's an establishment Republican, or Priscilla.
Thank you. That would be accurate.
No, but you're not. I mean, you're not. But
thank you. No, I agree.
No, it's true. I mean, my respect is there. But I'm serious, you guys. If these guys get off the ground, get ignition, get in the middle of this, the big lie people will destroy your party and your chances to stop the heroin princess and the rest of the idiots that are coming along. And you got a real good chance of changing the Secretary of State. You got a good chance of changing the AG. You got a good chance at 7. You got a good chance at 8. I mean, these are prime time. And if we don't win this, I say if collectively we, right of center people, then we're done, because if they take this 2 years.
Well, I think you're right. We can't continue to allow Democrat policymakers to run Colorado. I mean, they've shown us the damage that they've done. And if we give them more rope, I just, again, our voters, the people who are listening to your show, need to do their homework and they need to vet the candidates. That's their job. And, you know, anybody can run. Like Christy said, it's not our job to tell people they can't run in a free society here. Like, anybody can run. But people need to take the time and not wait till the last minute to try to do their research. There's just too much going on. And I just want us to be an educated voting base and ask questions and don't believe everything that you see and read and the clickbait and the distortions about people, you know, like... Do your homework. That's what I'm asking. Well, as a teacher, you know, I always say that to people.
Well, let me bounce the final one off you. Tonight, Joe Biden gives the State of the Union. I know you guys will be busy. Christy, I got the overs and unders. How long does he speak? We got him at 30 minutes. Other guys got him at 45 into points. He can't stay up there long. He just
can't. Oh, man, I don't know. I know he's been revising his speech, so it hasn't been ready for a while. I think, you know, however long he goes, and I do think it's going to be a lot longer than we want to hear.
I don't think you can take it.
Well, you can tell that after a while, unfortunately. But I think what's going to be interesting is how does he spin this record high inflation, record high crime, his failure to pull our people out of Afghanistan before everything fell apart.
I agree.
How he, you know, the Democrats refused to sanction Nord Stream 2 pipeline, including Bennett and Hickenlooper. They wouldn't even do that to prevent some of what's going on right now. The people of Ukraine are being attacked by Russia and Putin.
What do we do?
I don't know how he spins all that to the American people. That's what I'm going to be looking for tonight. You know?
Priscilla?
I just keep thinking about when we were energy independent. I filled up my gas tank this weekend, and it was atrocious. And I'm thinking, why are we're dependent on Russia?
But that's the stuff.
This is what I'm saying. This is the stuff people need to, like, pay attention. And I think they are. People are complaining about what's happening, and we didn't need to be here. But once again, the fecklessness, and I use the term kakistocracy, of this government is putting all Americans in this place.
It is. If there ever was a time, it's now. I know that you guys are limited. Christy, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on and doing the show. As always, Priscilla, you're the best. Thank you. Priscilla, maybe I'll put you on hold, speak to Billy. Maybe we get an update tomorrow on tonight. Would you do that with us briefly in the morning if we could pull it off?
Sure, yeah.
Priscilla, I'm sorry, Christy, could I hear you? Do we go on?
Yeah. I think I could too if it's early.
All right, let's go. All right, Bill, here's what we'll do. She's on hold, and thank you, and we're going back into open lines. We'll get updates from these women tomorrow after the caucuses. Let's take a turnaround. 22 after the hour, 303-696-1971. Morning, everybody. March 1, 2020, caucus nights, State of the Union, Ukraine, 710 KNUS, 65 and dry. Take a ski day on Thursday. One of the great gifts you can give your family is a beautifully remodeled kitchen or bathroom. Then we'll go right to the phones. You want the best countertops, wholesale pricing? Mitch Flory in the Art of Granite. Now, I spoke with somebody last night, my friend George, who grew up in Hungary under the Marxists. And then the next step is Lily Tang, who grew up under the Marxist and a PRC. And then, of course, Mitch, who grew up under the Ceausescus. We're trying to put this show together, and that'd be about 3 or 4 hours of people just scaring the hell out of you. Mitch is an expert. He's a craftsman. He can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into true works of art right in your home. Listen to people speak. I found him to be very easy to work with, and finished the product is beautiful. And everybody I came into contact with are professional and knowledgeable and competent. And schedule a consultation with Mitch, 303-386-5919. They will do this right, 303-386-5919. You can visit his website, artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. Start dreaming about your new countertops. Spring is right around the corner. We'll be doing changing the clocks again here pretty soon. Mention 710 and get a bathroom countertop free with a purchase of any fantastic new kitchen countertops. Get a kitchen or bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. Mitch, give Mitch a call, 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, artofgranite.com, 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 303-386-5919. All right, so we go to Steve. Steve, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to call some people out on these two guests that you have. I know who they are, and I know that they're saying a lot of things that I just didn't experience when I was when I went to a caucus. They say it's the grassroots version of voting and all that, and there was nothing further from the truth. When I went to the caucus, I felt like I was being conned the whole time, and I think you're being conned as well, Peter. I think you're being played. These people have
okay. Stop again. Who's playing me?
Well, I think that the Republican establishment still is. These people are there because of the establishment.
And the point they got to be able to keep the lunatic fringe of the party out of these caucuses or nominating their choices like Tina Peters or Hanks or any of these people. If they have a a chance in hell of winning. So I don't think anybody got played. I spoke my mind.
I mean, the thing is the Republican Party, they already have the – you know who they're going to pick?
Who?
They're going to pick Nikki Haley, who they think is going to win because she's not completely white and she's a woman. And that's the only reason that she's going to be on the presidential ticket.
We're talking about local. We're talking about Colorado.
Right.
Quit it. Stay here. Stay right here.
I'm saying that the caucus system is designed to – you go there – and you're not allowed to vote for who you want to vote for.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
I listen, Priscilla is still sitting in the room. Would you like me to bring her on the air?
Sure.
All right, Priscilla, grab the mic. We usually sit and have coffee together and talk. All right, so this caller is saying you're not allowed to vote in a caucus.
That's absolutely where you're allowed to. You're allowed to vote in anything.
Well, how come when I went to the last caucus, I couldn't vote for the person I wanted to vote
who'd
for?
Who'd you want to vote for?
I wanted Trump. And you guys
In Colorado, of course you got Trump.
No. We got 37 delegates out of Colorado, and all of them were for Ted Cruz. Now, how do you explain
that? Are you talking about before the convention, before they went to Cleveland?
Yeah, when they
brother. They lie about it, but I witnessed them and I watched who led them out. Now that's not a caucus. That was the delegation in Cleveland. I think you have it pretty much confused.
No. The president.
I understand
of the United
that.
States candidate.
But it worked.
That I voted
listen,
for was
listen
Donald
to
Trump.
Me. Listen to me. And, listen to me. It worked. When they wanted to be Ted Cruz people in Colorado. They became Ted Cruz people. The majority rules. Now
you're telling me that Donald Trump didn't get a single percentage.
Listen,
of the
you
vote
have. You know what I'm saying. You don't have a clue to what you're talking about on this level that you're talking about. The Colorado delegation, and they lie about it now because I watched it. Chuck Bonnewell, Mark Crowley, and I watched them walk out. They were a Cruz delegation, different delegations from different states. So. You voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not get.
I tried.
I know you did, but
Donald
you listen
Trump.
To me. You didn't have enough strength. Colorado is not a Trump state. Never was. Never will be.
Peter, two out of three people in the room that were there wanted to
but
vote
over,
for Donald
but
Trump,
but
they weren't allowed.
Listen
to
me. There's caucuses all over the state. Am I doing this wrong?
No. I mean, caucus is the basic. You find your precinct and you get together with people in your neighborhood, and this is the basic. Place. So I'm confused as to when you say you weren't allowed to vote.
You voted.
No, I didn't.
My vote goes for Donald Trump, they said that doesn't count?
They said we're not going to record that vote.
Well, they
voted for Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz.
I watched
and that's
it.
Who we
Brother,
would have ended up
you should have seen it in Cleveland. I watched it in Cleveland, and they denied that they walked out. They said, we went to the bathroom, and I was going to say, that's a lie. They walked out. But remember, They came as delegates for Ted Cruz. I mean that's the game, and that's my fear. Is if enough of these people show up that want Tina Peters or any of these other crazies, they will get the nod. Now, you're just making the case is all you're making.
Well, okay. Let me ask you one question.
Real
then,
quick.
Peter.
All right. Yes.
There were 37 delegates from Denver or from Colorado.
All right.
All of them were for Ted Cruz. So do you expect me to believe that Ted Cruz got enough of a percentage of all the votes in Colorado to force them to not have one vote for Donald Trump?
That's why the state walked out. I mean, it was such a – I can't even tell you. It was such a cluster, and then they all started lying, which was even funnier. But ask Bonnewell, ask Mark. We watched it. So what you watched was power politics at its worst. But –
well,
you didn't get screwed. You didn't get screwed. That just happened.
Bottom line is I go by what I see, not by what I'm
okay,
told.
Okay, well, then believe what you want to believe. Have a good day. 303-696-1971. Everybody will get their vote tonight. The big one is the State of the Union. How long do you think Joey speaks tonight? You expect him to clutch. Do you expect Joey to pump it out? And then also Ukraine, we're continuing to talk about that. So it is your turn. Interest rates are changing. And again, market values. And here comes Gay Ribble with Keller Williams Realty, DTC on your speed dial. If you don't want a phone, You can just visit her on the internet on buyers.com. She's going to be with us, I think, this week or next week. I asked tomorrow, she's on a radio show tomorrow. She's coming to the studio. She's the best. I asked Gay if it's a good time to sell, and she said it's a great time because Denver has less than 700 agent listed homes for sale, and she's got 13,600 buyers that need a home. So as a seller, you're always in the driver's seat, and Gay Ribble will help you maximize the sale and profit of your home. And a $500,000 home, you put 30 G's back in your pocket, $30,500, more bucks back in your pocket. Here's the best part. Gay has a different program to help you maximize the sale of your home. Nothing cookie cutter about selling your home right with Gay. Just selling your home. Any other agent, there's no such thing as a bad question. There's only wrong answers. Call her. I love her. She's really a good woman. Ribble Group today, 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD. Visit GayHasTheBuyers.com, GayHasTheBuyers.com. She spells it G-A-Y-E, GayHasTheBuyers.com. What will Joe say tonight? How long will Joe last? It's like, we go to Mr. Smith. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning from cloudy Vero Beach. How are you?
I'm good, man.
How's Governor Polio? I mean, Polis doing?
He's going to win. You want the answer?
Oh, I know he's going to win. The public, you and I have been over this 100 times. Come on.
He's going to win.
Seriously. And how's, have you ever had Lauren Boebert on the radio?
Oh, sure. We were one of the original people that went up to.
That's what
the,
I thought.
Yeah,
but I wanted
to. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, out of curiosity, so what are you talking about this morning there, big fella?
Well, it's your choice. We're talking about the State of the Union tonight. We're talking about the caucuses and continue.
Oh, come on now. You know the State of the Union. It'll be 30 seconds of, and then he'll talk about all the emotional stuff that doesn't matter to anybody. And
I
know. I'm not. Look, Pete, I was thinking about this morning when I was going to get an alignment on my old car down here in Florida. Remember the game that you used to hit? With a, and you gave it to a kid, and a woodchuck would pop up, or a
whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole.
That's it. I couldn't remember what. So I was thinking that we put Bella Pelosi and Polis and Noguchi or whatever his name is, and Mitch McConnell, and you put all these, and you'd sell a million of them.
Well, the problem right now is the Republican Party is in a civil war, and there's the people that believe. Listen to me, the people that believe the big lie and believe all the craziness. And they were.
Are they not the guys in Greenwood Village and Cherry Hills?
They live everywhere. I mean, I don't know where they live. It doesn't matter. But they will turn out, and they will take the cockeyes tonight, and they will put the Tina Peters and Hanks and all the crazies will get in there, and then the average normal person, the middle of the road independent voter, won't have anything to do with them.
Right.
And I don't know what they walk away, what kind of victory they walk away with, but. And don't kid yourself. That's to a high degree of probability going to happen, and they're going to force people like to take a loyalty oath, and if you can't pass the loyalty oath that Donald Trump won, then they will destroy you in the primary. They'll destroy you in the general.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Pete. Look. There are so many people that are. How do I put this? They're very insecure, Democrat or Republican.
No, these are crazy people who believe a religion.
They are.
And what will happen is when everybody's kids and grandkids are at stake with heroin injection and all the other insanity, they will tear. There's a woman. There's a couple of great women running for office, and they will tear them
down. That's what I understand.
They will tear Winston. They will tear them down. Remember that we've dubbed her Heroin Barbie. This Brittany Pederson. She is going to replace.
Oh, yeah, Brittany Pederson.
She's going to replace Ed Perlmutter, and there's no fight, no argument. She's got a war chest that. You and I could start buying Lamborghinis with. And my point of it is, they're going to run her in. She's trying to dumb down.
Oh, I know they're going to. No, Pete, she's going to get put in with a shoehorn. And, you know, that's the way it always done.
No, it isn't, because if you had somebody that would. I know the young man who was challenging, but they call him a rhino. They call him a squish. They call him. And what happens is, and there is no either or. When you study logic and what happens if you say Donald Trump lost, then you're either a rhino, a traitor, a communist, a Marxist, a Trump supporter. I mean, excuse me, a Biden supporter. You're all these things except you told the truth. Now, I'm talking this morning about Zelensky. And Zelensky, who is, you know, now part of everything that's happening in the world, he played a really an impeachment role in Donald Trump. If you remember, and there's this 2019 phone conversation where Trump is urging Zelensky to help him investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden on the that board of natural gas in Ukraine. The phone call was Zelensky led Trump to be impeached in the House for using his office for political gain. Now, I was called the worst human being in the world for talking about that this morning. A Marxist, a communist, all this kind of, and it's nonsense. It's the truth, the terrible truth of Swift Sword.
Right.
And so now we watch these things, and to me, it's very sad.
Well, I have a friend of mine who's my investment advisor. Been in Denver for over 50 years, played baseball at the University of Denver on a scholarship. Good guy. But his wife is convinced that 9/11 never happened.
Sure, of course.
And that the government did it. And sure. I said, do you realize that the construction of the towers was done by a fellow named I.M. Pei?
Yeah.
And it was at
was
that time in 73 when it was built, it was a renowned, quote-unquote, architectural dream. It was an exoskeleton.
Doesn't
there was
matter.
Nothing in the middle.
Doesn't
and I
matter.
Tried to explain that to her, and she told me I was a liar. And I looked at her, and I said, you're a college graduate from the University of Indiana. You're actually telling me this? Are you nuts?
Doesn't matter.
I know. And they, you know what? Listen, the sky is blue, but it's pink to them.
No, once again, these are religious.
Yeah,
these are now religious experiences. And if you think you're going to get past it, my boy. I'm going to break 303-696-1971. Ukraine, the speech tonight, and the caucuses. If we'll know tomorrow on the first round of the cocci, watch. If you see the emergence of the crazies, throw in the towel. Oh, Patricia. Oh, wow. Patty Calhoun's coming on a radio show. She's end of an era right after this. George Brockner coming up at 9, Stephan this afternoon. He's my traveling companion. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Gray. I didn't even know him. He had a big, long coat on, had his hair combed. God, I got out of the car. I went, I think that guy's Brian Gray. Man, you look good when you clean up pretty good, man.
I can clean up every now and then. Not too bad, you know.
It's like radio guys, you know, like radio guys dressed like bums. Today's picture day here at 710 KNUS. We have to have these. I used to call them Sears and Roebuck pictures, you know, like the 8x10 glossies, you know. So we had to bring different shirts. It's like picture day.
Now we call it glamour shots. So.
Is that what they're called?
I think you'll be ready for it. So.
Anyhow.
We shall see. All right, let's take a look at these markets here. Hopefully this is coming through okay. I don't know what I've done to my phone here, Pete. I need my youngster working on it for me. But all three major indexes, they're in the red. The Dow's down 108. Mm-hmm. NASDAQ's down almost 20. And the S&P's down 6.12. Just got the numbers out for February, obviously. And the markets fell about 3% in the month. Now, this would be a good time to really pull your portfolio out, take a look at your statements, and do a mini stress test on there. You know, typically all three major indexes, they're not in double digits yet. They're close to it, but they're not in double digits yet. So if your portfolio is down 14-15%, then obviously there's some issues going on there. You need to talk with your advisor, and you need to maybe do a little bit rebalancing just to get it back in the queue a little bit more. So the biggest thing that we're going to be focusing on for the next 2 months as this war continues to move forward is we want to take a look at diversification, making sure we're balanced, and making sure the portfolio is set up to meet our goals. So if you're a little confused there and you're not sure, you know, if it's set up to meet your goals, take the time, give us a call at Alpine Planning Group. We'd like to sit down with you and offer you that second opinion.
He's my friend. 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust. He will look out for you. He's done it for me. Thanks, my boy. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right, say cheese.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
14 minutes before the hour, one of my true favorites from Westward, Patricia Calhoun, The End of an Era. Man, thanks for doing the show, Patty. Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. Haven't talked yet. How are you, Peter?
I know. You know what? I'm here. You know, it's like I was like that movie, The Raging Bull, when Jake LaMotta and Sugar in the ring, Sugar Ray's in the ring. He looks over and says, you didn't knock me down, Ray. That's it. You didn't knock me down, Ray. That's as far as I can go. And yourself, how are you?
Doing fine. You know, last night I was at the Paramount where introducing Fran Lebowitz, which was really interesting to see people going out again.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's changing around. Like kids aren't in masks anymore.
Yeah, well, they have masks in the audience because that's a Paramount rule. I'm sure that will drop at a certain point, but it was just so interesting to see people out again. I go out all the time, so that was not a surprise, but just getting the interest in people getting back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can watch Fran Lebowitz on Netflix, but everyone wanted to go out and see her.
It's all, you know, it's all true. I found myself in these last couple of years, I've read far more than I probably should have, and I've watched more old movies and Netflix stuff. And that, what was that term, cocooning? You, people cocooned. And now, are we going to be okay to go back out again?
Well, everyone thinks so, but we'll find out. You have the Mardi Gras out in New Orleans. You have a lot of events that will be a pretty strong indication of where we are now in this pandemic.
All right, so now we have the end of an era, something, a restaurant that you and I have spoken about many times.
Well, and that's why I wanted to reach out to you, because Nick's Cafe in Lakewood is closing. This is the... It's a classic diner, and we do not have enough of those. We've lost so many kind of old classic Colorado institutions during the pandemic. Nick's is closing March 10th. Nick's also, besides serving some great Greek food, served a sandwich that had originated at the Colorado Mine Company, a very legendary place where Elvis once ate it. And that led to a whole bunch of different stories that you and I both got caught in.
Yeah. And frankly, God love Nikki, but the truth was not told. And it angered up the blood of a lot of people that had to live through the experience as well, the Petrofessos and Buck and Cindy Scott. And Buck passed away, and Rodney Rodriguez, and just a lot of the old crew that said, no, you told stories, and they weren't true, and they troubled the people who legitimately went through the stories. And so it was always rumored that Nikki was going to pull the pin and get out, and it looks like he's going to finally do it.
Well, he and his wife say they're retiring. It was on 9 News. That's where I saw it while I was waiting to listen to Fran Lebowitz. But just when you think about the Colorado Mine Company and Colorado in the 70s and Glendale and everything that was going on, those are some wild, wild stories. And those are all true. You don't need to make them up.
As I said, do you have any idea? I lived it, and Alan Berg was alive, and we always had Friday night dinners at the mine company, and he always had Linda McVeigh with him, and I would have some friend, and we always sat together and talked, and some of my, because now this movie's underway now about his life and his murder and the people that murdered him, and the mine company on Friday nights, it was standing room only. And Buck passed. And I don't think there was ever quite a place like that in Denver. I really don't.
No, I don't think there's ever been anything like it. There were certainly some wild places around town where, there might have been some drugs consumed. There were things that... Buck and Cindy as the kind of welcoming you at the door into this incredible spot full of big stakes, big names.
Oh, man.
It was amazing.
It was quite the place. And then, of course, it was the epicenter because it was The Broncos went there after their football games on Sunday if they were home games. And, you know, when the stock show was in town, all the world champion Cowboys would go there and musicians in town would go there. And he knew – Buck Scott was – he knew what he was doing. And Nicky was just a cook. And he spun the stories and took them. And it certainly angered up a lot of people towards the end, especially after – right before Buck passed away. And it was,
but it is indeed true that one night in 1976, Elvis was ushered through the kitchen into the Carmine Company because he wanted to go out to eat. And they said, "You'll be able to get in here, no problem." Wasn't it Ron Petrofesso went with him?
Jerry Kennedy. The Petros and Jerry Kennedy. And I'm trying to think who else. There was a couple of cops, Denver cops. He had a Denver cop uniform on. Elvis had a Denver cop
they
uniform.
They ushered Elvis through. And at the time, Nick was working in the kitchen. He was just a teenager working in the kitchen that one night. But the Elvis story is so much bigger on what happened with the mine company. And then later, Buck and Cindy delivered, you know, sandwiches when he flew in. Incredible stories.
Bob Kortz, who I loved. Bob Kortz had the Black Diamond story and the Vail stories. And they were all real. I mean, Petrofesso, I talked to Ronnie all the time, so I see Bobby. And Bobby's the only one left that still has the vehicle. Everybody else got the gimme cars. And Bobby said, Elvis said to him, and he took a truck. He took a Dodge truck, and Bobby still has the pickup truck. But you couldn't get in trouble back then. How's that? It was difficult to get in trouble. It was like,
I have to think that Paul Pazin would not be getting a Cadillac from these days.
No. But, you know, that was the time of, It was a different time. Mick Nichols was mayor, and Allen was alive, and the city was different. Westward had made its bones, and I don't know.
Oh, barely.
Somebody asked me about the London House, Jack Hogan's place. I played records in there. I jocked in there for Jack and Bobby and Billy Hogan. I said Bobby and Billy Hogan. And that's when they brought Clint Eastwood in the back door. There's a story. And
Clint Eastwood and right, the Irish Snug that just closed. And you might remember, we're into the next generation of memories.
Back when
it was Sid King's and Clint Eastwood filmed Every Which Way But Loose.
And Bob Lee and I were in that movie. We were in Every Which Way But Loose.
So was Alan Dumas. He was in a crowd scene.
I was in it. And the band was Gary Morris and Terry. And a better time, Miss Calhoun, a better time. I love you. Thank you so much. I miss you. But we'll go eat lunch now. We can eat lunch again. I love you.
All right. We'll find a place that is still in business. Okay.
There you go. One and only Patricia Calhoun. What a time. We have open lines coming up on the other side. 710 KNUS Denver's Talk Station on a Tuesday, first morning of March, caucus night, and State of the Union.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.